Zechariah chapter 6, and this is the eighth of eight visions, eighth of eight, Zechariah chapter 6. And I overshot, I said we're going to do the whole chapter tonight, but we're going to go down chapter 1, or chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. And this is the eighth vision. And we'll read into the next part of this chapter, just kind of set the foundation for what we'll do next. Do notice at the top right of your notes, I did that because I knew I would forget. No class next week. I have parent-teacher conferences, so I will not be here. So that's next week. We'll come out after that, so keep that in mind. I'll try and announce that several times. Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1. Remember, these have kind of a correlation between the first and the eighth vision, the second and the seventh vision. So I do want to read the first vision and just kind of, you know, so you consider this, because it opens with this vision, chapter 1, verse 7. And all eight of these visions take place the same night, February 15th, 519 BC, right here on our chart. On the 24th day of the 11th month, I'm in chapter 1, verse 7, the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. During the night I had a vision, and there before me was a man riding a red horse. He was standing among the myrtle trees in a ravine. Behind him were red, brown, and white horses. I asked, "What are these, my Lord?" The angel who was talking, so there's an angel or a man standing there, probably the angel of the Lord. There's mounted angelic troops behind him on three different colored horses. They're among myrtle trees. We're going to assume they're down in the Kidron Valley, which is going to help make sense of this tonight. It doesn't say the Kidron Valley, but that's a fair place to consider. What are these, my Lord? The angel who was talking to me. This is not the angel of the Lord. This is the interpreting angel that's been following Zechariah through these visions. I will show you what they are, the angel said. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees, that would be the angel of the Lord, the second member of the Trinity, explained, "These are the ones the Lord has sent to go throughout the earth." So these are angelic troops that are, in a sense, patrolling the earth. And they reported to the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees. That's the man standing. They had gone out and patrolled, and they came back with a report. Very similar to what you see in many stories, angels going out, bringing back information. I mean, we'd like to think, you know, we're in our little Christian Sunday school mind, God is omniscient. He just sits on the throne and just knows everything. But when you get into the daily grind of the scriptures, he's sending angels, asking questions. They're going out, bringing information, giving him, we even see them giving him advice. He rejecting that idea, accepting this idea. So there's interaction in the council of the Most High. He's getting information. You know, in the council of the gods, we would say. We have gone throughout the earth, they report, and found the whole world at rest and at peace. Then the angel of the Lord said, "Lord Almighty," and again, this would be the second member of the Trinity speaking to the first member of the Trinity, "how long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah?" Once again, we're shocked because the report is there's peace throughout the earth. Oh, good, because Jesus wants peace amongst the nations. No, when he finds out there's peace and the world is at rest, he's like, wait, this is not right. I want vengeance. How long will you withhold mercy from Jerusalem and from the towns of Judah, which you have been angry with these 70 years? You've sent them into captivity. Now they're back and the world is still at peace. So the Lord spoke kind and comforting words to the angel who talked with me. In other words, there's a